This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Beautiful people, welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Not in my studio today, y'all. I'm actually in my living room because I have to watch her for a second. She's right there chilling. But we're still going to chop it up. Today's episode is going to be about how your peace, P-E-A-C-E, is worth fighting for, or is it? When you're in a narcissistic relationship or coming out of a narcissistic relationship, peace is the goal. Like, you want peace. You want that tranquility because so long, you've been in a relationship, a toxic relationship for so long, so many years that you might feel like you wasted, but, you know, that's for another video. So many years that you spent with this person. So many years giving your time, effort, energy to this person. Peace is out there. Like, you haven't experienced peace in a very, very long time. So now that you're out of it, or you might be still in it. You might be trying to get out of it. You have to understand that your peace is worth fighting for. It's going to be tough. Like, it's not easy getting out of a narcissistic relationship. Look how many follow. Yeah, I have almost, like, across all my platforms, I have almost 2 million people that follow me. It's a good thing for me because, you know, I have 2 million people follow me. But, like, still, there's 2 million people follow me that have experienced these toxic behaviors, or that they feel like they might have been exemplifying these toxic behaviors. So you're not alone in this. So if so many people found it to be easy to leave, my platform wouldn't even have a point to exist. Or if it existed, it wouldn't be nowhere near as big as it is right now. So it's not easy. You get trauma bonded to these people. You get addicted to these people. But you need peace. You deserve peace. Do you feel like you deserve peace? A lot of people will answer that question and say, yes, I feel like I deserve peace. Then go get it. Go get it. You literally have to go out here and, you know, fight for it and go try to find your peace. Point blank period. That's the goal of so many people. But you say you want it, but your actions don't dictate show that you want it. You know, how it goes with most narcissistic people, where your actions and the words don't match up. So in this situation, your actions and your words are not matching up. You say you want peace. You say you feel like you need peace. You deserve peace. But your actions say otherwise. Your actions say, I want peace, but I want it with this person. You know, I want peace, but I need it with this specific person. Like, there's billions of people on the planet, but you want peace and you pick this one specific person to be with and try to find peace with, but they're not bringing you peace. They're just causing you turmoil and breaking you down and destroying you. Typically from the inside out, you don't look the same. You don't feel the same. You don't act the same. You don't behave the same anymore. And that's how it goes. So you have to ask yourself, is your peace worth fighting for? Because so many people in our conversation, I just want peace, but I can't leave this person alone. Then you don't want peace. Do you want peace? If you wanted peace, you will fight to find a way to get past that person, to find a way to get over that person, to find a way to get through that, get through the trauma bond and break the trauma bond and things like that. Do you really want peace? Because to a lot of people, peace seems boring. I told y'all she was right here. She's got this little pig that she requires me to open consistently. So y'all hear my daughter in the background on my podcast. This is her pig right here, y'all. You see? No, stop. Okay, look. There's your pig. Can you say hello? It's open. I have to open the pig for y'all, but she'll come up here and try to fight me in a second. Your peace. Go get it. What are you doing? Ask yourself. I feel the rant bubble bubbling to the surface, y'all. What are you doing? You're not happy. Everybody sees you're not happy. So many people want to hold on to these toxic ass, pointless, going nowhere ass relationships because you don't want to see the person that you're with treat somebody else better. You don't want to see somebody else reap the benefit of your hard work and effort that you put into this person. And sometimes you've got you a bum ass person that you've built up into something. You know, You've got a bum ass person that you built up into something. Like, nobody wanted you when I first met you, but me. Okay, you got somebody that you really didn't want. You got a project person. And just like in school, you don't get graded on the project until you turn it in. So until you finish the project, you don't get graded on it. So when you finish the project, other people are going to want said project person. Maybe they didn't want them at first, but now the project is finished, other people are going to want this project person. You got an A+ on this project, and guess what? Other people want it now. So now they feel like they've outgrown you, and they leave you, or you want to fight to hold on to this person that you've helped build up. But that person is no longer bringing you peace. That person is not your peace. Where is your peace at? What does peace mean to you? Because a lot of people, when you get out of these toxic relationships and you find a new person, you find a good person too, but it don't feel right because it's boring. I Speak 1906 said something very, very, he opened my eyes when he said this. Shout out to I Speak 1906, Anthony Holland over on YouTube. He said, peace looks boring to people who don't know, people who haven't experienced it. Peace looks boring to those who have not experienced it. Like, peace is going to be boring sometimes, y'all. It's not going to be this toxic ass up and down roller coaster ride where you're screaming, crying, punching the ground, punching the walls, clawing your hair out, losing weight, gaining weight, you know, not eating, treating your kids terribly, neglecting yourself, neglecting people around you, neglecting your education.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Neglecting your job, neglecting everything. Yo, you give up so much for these toxic-ass relationships. When are you going to go get your peace? And yes, sometimes peace looks boring. It's not going to feel the same as this toxic-ass roller coaster that started off on a high. But your peace is worth fighting for. It hurts so bad when I leave this person. Okay, but you have to fight. If it was easy, everybody would do it. I've seen so many people give in to the trauma bond and go back because it hurts so bad. The pain is so unbelievable. But guess what? I still hurt when I'm with this person. I'm still unhappy, but at least I'm here and it doesn't hurt as much. Both ways are painful. You have to pick your heart. When you're leaving a narcissistic person, or you decide to stay with a narcissistic person, toxic person, you have to choose your heart. Both ways are going to be hard. Leaving is hard. Staying is hard. The leaving hard is unbearable. It's excruciatingly painful. Your stomach is going to hurt. You're going to have withdrawal symptoms. Like, this person was a drug, right? You're going to feel it, right? It's going to hurt, right? You're not eating as much. You want to reach out to them. It hurts so badly. That pain goes away over time if you allow it to. If you start to work on yourself and separate yourself and go no contact, don't look at their social media, that pain eventually subsides. But the pain of staying is there. That's the pain of giving into the hurt, the fear of leaving. The pain of staying hurts more and it's continuous. This does not get better. How does it get better? How? How does it get better if you can't talk? The relationship isn't that bad if I don't speak. Then the relationship is terrible because you're not speaking. That's cognitive dissonance right there. That you putting your eyes are wide shut. If you're not speaking, the relationship is not good. Because one of the main factors, I will give you $100 if anybody named the top 10 things to make relationships work, and communication is not one of them. If communication is not one of those top 10 things, I'll give you $100. Because communication is key. If you can't communicate with the person, you can't be with the person. How you can't? I can't. I don't have a voice. I don't hear anything. Baby, you put the... How'd you get them in here? Here. Sorry, y'all. It's daddy time. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She's happy. Can you say hey? They looking at you. Look, Adea. She's too happy, y'all. But yeah, your peace is literally worth fighting for, y'all. The fight is going to be hard. It's not. It's your fight. And the crazy thing about it is, who are you fighting? Who are you fighting? Your peace is worth fighting for, but who are you fighting to get that peace? You're not fighting the narcissist because they're going to be them. They're not going to change. They're going to absolutely 100% continue to be them. They can make little small incremental changes for short periods of time, but continuous change over an extended period of time is very, very rare. But you are fighting against yourself. The part of you just wants to leave and the part of you just wants to stay. One wants peace, one doesn't. Which one is going to win? But I feel like the battle with yourself, when you get that peace, look at how many survivors and things like that are always in my comment section saying just thankful for the peace. And that pain they went through, that pain lets you know you're alive, y'all. That pain lets you know you're doing the right thing sometimes. When you work out, your arms are going to hurt. Your legs are going to hurt. When you go for a run, your chest is going to hurt. When you first start doing it, because your body's not used to it. Go get your peace. Chase it down. Run it down. But I thought this was my soulmate. Your soulmate is from right where you are, right? 8 billion people. You got one soulmate, correct? This is my twin flame. Burn it. Extinguish it. Extinguish it. This is my twin flame journey. We both abused. We both made. Okay. If you gonna look, I'm not here to tell you to leave. I'm not here to tell you to stay. I'm just here to tell you that fighting for your peace is worth it. What do you want to do? What do you want? What do you want out of life? Because you will never, ever truly live up to your full potential in a toxic relationship. You just can't. It is impossible. You cannot live up to your full potential in a toxic, narcissistic relationship where your voice is not being heard, your emotions don't matter, your feelings don't matter, and communication is out the window. You are holding yourself back. Your peace is worth fighting for, but you're fighting against yourself. You know what I mean? Literally. You're literally fighting against yourself. Put your gloves on. Give yourself some black eyes, some bruises, some bumps and bruises, some emotional bumps and bruises, and go get it. Go get the life that you deserve, y'all. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for bearing with me as I'm on daddy duty right now. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, thank y'all so much, y'all. The Apple music, the Apple podcast reviews are great. I'm thankful for y'all. I'm really, truly thankful for y'all. Hit that 5 stars for me, y'all, if y'all have it. And my new iHeartRadio and Amazon people who listen to this, I don't know about the rating system over there, but hit the rating, hit that 5 stars if you can. Give me a good review, please. And also, y'all, if you just listen to my podcast, I'm on all other platforms as well. YouTube channel, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, I'm everywhere, y'all. And Instagram, I say Instagram too. And I tweet a little bit here and there. But thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.